For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The Hill Country blues sound of North Mississippi has its own musical ambassadors. Lightnin' Malcolm is one of them. This summer, the blues man is taking his show to Southern California, Quebec City, and yes, he'll be swinging through Memphis. Joel Hurd has this profile.
Well, I'm Lightnin' Malcolm. I'm a, guess what they call, blues musician from North Mississippi outside of Memphis. You know, I grew up playing a lot of the old blues legends and kind of really took what they taught me and kind of making my own sound with it and just, you know, traveled all over the world trying to represent and, you know, keep that good old school feeling alive in a new kind of way.
Babe, I know I go wrong, but I still won't come back home. Babe, I know I done you wrong, but I still won't come back home. People, I can't stand this feeling. Baby, sleeping all alone.
How did you find the blues? When did you first hear it and decide you wanted to play it?
Well, really, the first thing I can really remember where, like, everything changed was I found a cassette tape of Muddy Waters. And he just looked so awesome, you know, on the cover. And I was like, wow, Muddy Waters, this guy sounds like my type. I'm going to love this. And I put it on, and, you know, like, the first song was Manish Boy, you know. Whoa, yeah. And, I mean, it just, like, it just begged you to, like, crank the speakers up as loud as you could. And just, like, I was blown away. I was like, wow, that's like a man singing. If I ever become a man, I'm going to try to do something like that.
Even in the morning, y'all, about to break a day. Catch that lonesome trip when I'll be back this way.
Oftentimes when you perform, it's sort of a one-man band thing where you're playing your guitar, singing, playing the harmonica, and then you have a kick and snare drum that you're operating with your feet.
And a hi-hat.
And a hi-hat too. So how did you arrive at the whole one-man band idea?
Well, you know, that kind of just happened out of necessity and continues out of necessity sometimes, but you know, playing like these old juke joints and house parties and stuff, it wasn't really a lot of money to be made for a whole band, you know. You had to be really entertaining, and you had to be able to make a beat people could dance off of, and you had to do it right off the bat. Like, you didn't get no second. If you didn't get them on the first song, it wasn't going to be no second song.
Where the waves of the water rise.
Like, singing the real blues is different than singing a lot of stuff, because you have to, like, the only way to sing it, you have to give yourself over to it all the way. And it's kind of like, until you get used to it, it's almost hard to do that. But then as soon as you do, you get this rush that, like, I mean, you'll never do anything else once you've done that.
North Mississippi blues musician Lightnin' Malcolm speaking with us in the backyard of his home near Holly Springs. The multi-instrumentalist has shared the stage with stars such as Robert Plant and Jimmy Buffett, and this summer he's playing mostly original tunes at venues big and small. For WKNO News, I'm Joel Hurd. Lightnin' Malcolm performs tomorrow night at the Memphis Music Mansion, 539 East Parkway South. Look it up on Facebook or find a link for tickets at WKNOFM.org.